NewRadioSportsNetwork.com. I'm Tim Coles, and volleyball season is upon us, and it is a sprint this year, starting earlier this week as we record on March 4th, and it'll ramp up before the end of the month. We're joined right now by Gibraltar head coach Woody Heidler. And coach, first of all, how happy and excited are you that after a year of waiting, you finally get to hit the court with your girls and have a game here tonight, once again, as we record, against Green Bay West?
I'm ecstatic. It took a season of not having a season to realize how much you miss it. It just didn't feel like a normal fall without volleyball.
And what kind of precautions have you had to take? Obviously, this has been one of those years where protocols are, you know, half the battle, it seems like. What are some of the things that you're doing to kind of keep everybody safe and make sure that you're getting the most bang for your buck during this month of matches?
Yeah, definitely. Obviously, if we end up having a case, two weeks out of our 5-week season would be pretty rough. We supplied masks to all the girls. We're taking precaution during practice, making sure girls are spaced out when possible. We're sanitizing all the balls in between each drill, trying to keep everyone as safe as possible. Same thing will continue as we head down for our game tonight. We'll keep social distance on the bus.
And taking a look at your schedule, you have a couple non-conference matches. Obviously, tonight, March 4th, against Green Bay West, Oneida Nation, Menominee Indian. Otherwise, it's all Packerland Conference, and it is 3 to 4 matches a week. How have you kind of tailored your practices to make sure that you get what you need to work on, knowing that you're going to have to apply those lessons pretty quick with matches, and if there's issues that you need to get fixed, you almost have to do it on the fly without practices?
Yeah, we've actually had that talk with the girls. They knew since the season began that this first week and a half was kind of our only time to get the kinks out. And I think we've done a pretty good job of that. We've had some new positions to fill in, so girls are hitting the floor running. I think they're fitting in well. And we've talked about that we're only going to have one practice in between games if there's an issue we have to fix. And, I think the girls are ready for that.
And when you take a look at your roster and, that week and a half practice that you mentioned, who's already kind of sticking out in your eye of really being a good leader and a good contributor on this year's squad?
Yeah, obviously we have a lot of returning seniors. We've got 7 seniors and 7 non-seniors on the team. Sadly, Sophia Alexander hurt her knee in basketball, so she will just be helping coach from the sidelines. But honestly, her leadership, off the court, not being able to play, has been a big help, as well as Sage Krause, and Carly Keita. And Agna, all of them have really stepped up, and they're working to help fill in the spots that we're missing.
And the big phrase that we've heard throughout the pandemic at all levels is kind of that bring your own juice mentality. And without a state series to kind of look forward to, how are you keeping your kids motivated, throughout this month without a regional championship to defend or a possible section or state berth to chase down?
Yeah, I think we had a pretty competitive group, and that kind of has been, helpful. But also, these girls just really enjoy their competition that they've had with Sturgeon Bay over the past few years. Every time we've played them over the past 3 seasons, it's gone 5. And I know that is, a big drive for them. They want to be able to finish off their 4 years by beating Sturgeon Bay.
And, outside that Sturgeon Bay match, are there other dates on the calendar that your team is circled to make sure that, they give it their best effort?
Yeah, I mean, we get to play Sevastopol twice, and that's always a fun, matchup, just with the schools being so close. It's always a good rivalry. Obviously the rest of our county schools, there's always a higher level of competition when you're playing the other schools in the county, which is most of our games this season. But, I think we're excited for all of them.
And then finally, what has you most excited for this season?
Honestly, the fact that we just get to play. I'm happy that our seniors get to have a season. Going into this year, we didn't know what that was going to look like. And, you know, this group has been with the program for 4 years, you know, seven of them. It's kind of crazy in a program of our size to have that many graduating. So I'm excited that they get to have a season and excited to see where it goes.
The Gibraltar volleyball team gets their first serve of the season tonight, Thursday, March 4th, at Green Bay West. And after that, Fast and Furious through March 25th against the rest of the Packerland Conference, and then also in between their Oneida Nation and Menominee Indian. Joined by head coach Woody Heiler. Coach, good luck this season, and we'll talk again soon.
Sounds good. Thanks.
You're listening to the new Radio Sports Network.